97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. You know him from Encino Man, Son-in-Law, Jury Duty, and now a brand new movie called Adopted out on DVD. Mr. Pauly Shore is on the phone. Pauly, how you doing, dude?
I'm good. I'm just, you know, getting the next endeavor out there.
Yeah, man. Well, number one, yeah. I and this is going to sound cheesy and stuff, but I totally grew up with you. Does that make you feel old?
No, it's just weird.
Yeah, you got to be, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird, you know, it's weird. Like, you know, 20 years later, here I am. We're on the phone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like literally, you know, thank God for HBO, because I literally, that's what I watch. Like on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, I'd be bored. It'd be Encino Man, or it would be Son-in-Law. Those two are like my mainstays of my teen years. Is it hard?
I know. Well, those movies were they were classics for me. I guess it's similar to growing up with like Breakfast. What is it?
The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and all that stuff. Because as a kid, I grew up on those movies, and then I guess now there's a lot of kids that grew up on my movies.
Yeah, and you know people wanting to wheeze the juice and the whole thing. It's got to be tough because those movies were so successful, and you played the goofball and the weasel. Are you still fighting that stereotype today? I gotta imagine you are.
I guess yes and no. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's like you spend, you know, your whole career trying to come up with something, and then you spend the rest of your career trying to get away from that something. You know. So it's good and bad. You know, I'd rather be in my situation than actually never have made it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people that just, you know, are struggling and that never kind of had the run that I had and never kind of got to be on MTV for years and tour and do what I do. I'm very fortunate. But at the end of the day, it's about the talent, you know, and if you can create and keep coming up with stuff, that's the thing that always kind of wins at the end of the day in the business.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Pauly Shore. Talk about the new movie. It's called Adopted, right?
Yes. It's a mockumentary film. I go to Africa to adopt an African child, like Angelina Mandana. I go down there and go through the process. But, you know, it's a comedy, so it's taking a dark subject and kind of turning it on its head and making kind of fun of a serious subject, which I think is, to me, the best comedy. Because if you think of Africa, you don't think of, you know, humor. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. What I'm seeing is kind of like, Pauly, I'm equating it to kind of like a Borat kind of a thing, because there's a possibility when you go down there with your film crew, there's a possibility you could walk away with a kid, right? I mean,
or getting your ass kicked. More importantly. I mean, that's really what was, you know, I mean, that's really my biggest concern was that, is because it's kind of just going out there and like really going up to people on the streets going, where do I get a kid? Like, how did Mandana do it? Keeping it very real and organic, you know?
Yeah. The movie is called Adopted, and it's out on DVD right now. For all the details, hit the website, PaulyShore.com. Now, what did you have planned when you went down there? What was your contingency plan? Like, okay, we're gonna do a couple shots in the street. We're gonna try to go to Oprah's school. Was there a contingency if someone comes at us physically? Do we do this if we actually get our hands on the kid? This is what we're gonna do, or was it like just fly by the seat of your pants?
Well, it was one of those things that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the kids that were in the movie with me were basically cast. I mean, I don't want to ruin it for people, but I also don't want people to think I'm a jerk where I'm like going there and getting kids' hopes up, you know? But the thing is, it's like you watch the film and you don't really know, because there are a lot of stuff in the film that's very real, but you also, there's stuff that's kind of set up to keep the story moving, because you don't want to just have a documentary. It's a mockumentary, like a Borat. You know, there's a beginning, middle, and end.
Well, that's, and honestly, that's what makes this cool, is the fact that you're never going to be able to tell. You know,
right,
what I'm saying?
And that was important to me. And you know, doing it that way, you have to be bare bones. You know what I mean? You can't have a lot of people around, you know?
Absolutely. It's the movie's called Adopted. It's out on DVD right now. Again, PaulyShore.com. Now, I heard a rumor, and correct me if I'm wrong, that if anyone wants to pose in Playboy, they have to hook up with you first. Is that true?
Definitely. Just because I know what Hugh Hefner likes.
Well, that, well, here's, yeah, the things, you know, when you think Pauly Shore, you think two things. You think the weasel, and then you think the guy who hooks up with every girl who's ever been in Playboy ever.
That's not a bad thing, I guess.
No, I mean, I'm
lonely, but, you know, I had some fun times, you know.
Well, I'm wondering if that is... was that something that you kind of set out to do, or just kind of like, oh, hey, this is kind of, it's kind of easy pickings?
I don't know. That's not really the truth. I mean, the truth is that, you know, when you are fortunate enough to make it in the business, you know, you get invited up there. It's kind of like a, what's it called?
Like, you know, you made it when? Badge of honor kind of thing?
Yeah, well, it's not even that. It's like, it's an honor to be up there because it's the Playboy Mansion and it's got all that history, and then it becomes more of a family thing up there because everyone kind of goes up there. It's kind of exclusive, so everyone's kind of friends with everyone. But as far as me hooking up with every girl, that's not the case at all. I talk to a lot of girls and I mingle, but you know, that's pretty much, you know.
Okay, so the Playboy Mansion is, it's like family except everyone sleeps together.
Yeah, it's like a Caligula.
It's Pauly Shore. The movie is adopted. It's out on DVD now. PaulyShore.com. Now, you're still doing tour. You're still, even though, like, you're not doing as many movies, obviously adopted out on DVD, but you're still touring your ass off, aren't you?
Yeah, I you know, I go in and out of town all the time. I'm like George Clooney. I'm up in the air a lot, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm fortunate that, you know, I have somewhat of an audience out there. I'm fortunate that, you know, I can get out of L.A. and hop on a plane and go hang out with real people in different parts of the world and just get out there. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, you live once, and if you could tour around and travel, especially I don't have kids and a wife and all that stuff, so, you know, I'm able to do that.
Absolutely. I know you got to get going. I know you're doing a bunch of media for the tour. One thing before you go, it's called The Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Pauly Shore, you're out at the club. What's your drink of choice?
Well, I like club soda, vodka, and a splash of cran.
Favorite toy as a child?
Probably the slip and slide.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Well, last album was the new Eminem album.
You went to the show last night. I saw on Twitter, right? How was it?
Yeah. It was really cool. I was really happy for him.
Absolutely. You're a comedian. You're going on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Probably like cheese and crackers.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
That's nice. I don't know, man. I like them all equally.
Favorite toy as an adult?
I don't know, man. I like them all equally.
It's Pauly Shore. The movie is adopted. It's on DVD right now, PaulyShore.com. On a personal note, with you having the career, the span that you've had, and there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to handle success, congratulations on being able to maintain and keep going, dude.
Yeah, it's been a, like I was saying to someone else, it's kind of like joining a gang, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go through the initiation, you walk through the line, everyone beats you up, and then if you survive at the end, then, you know, you kind of keep going, you know what I mean? I mean, 20 years is it's a pretty long time to keep going, you know?
Absolutely. You're like the grizzled veteran at this point, and like, people are looking up to you. And seriously, has that happened? Are people coming to you at this point and asking for advice?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel bad for a lot of my co-stars. I mean, like Stephen Baldwin and Andy Dick and these guys, it's like, you know, you hear, I mean, I don't know if it's true. I mean, you just kind of hear horror stories of, you know, what's happened to these guys. Like, Steven is, you know, struggling. And Andy Dick, I heard, lives in a shed in, like, the back of his, you know, ex-wife's, you know, house or something, you know?
Oh, wow. So being able to, you know, hang on to your money and stay sober. I mean, you can go party a little bit, but being able to...
Yeah, and not get married and have 50 kids either, you know what I mean? That's part of my mom's kind of philosophy, was like, you know, if you're a comic, like, don't get married and don't do all that, especially at the beginning, because it'll hold you back. You know, you got to be free, you know?
It's Pauly Shore. He is the weasel. Even though he's in his 40s, he'll always be the weasel. Dude. Absolutely. Adopted out on DVD, PaulyShore.com. Dude, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Pauly Shore, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.